Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, coming to you from Washington, D.C., Congresswoman Dina Titus for the whole show on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you. Safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators. From the exotic to the everyday. Trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C. We're always pleased to welcome back to the program Congresswoman Dina Titus.
Thank you.
Pleasure to have you back, ma'am.
Always a pleasure.
So, this is a crazy time in Congress right now. One of the stunning things was the meetings that were held yesterday where both Democrats and Republicans were asking their caucuses for money, and in some cases, huge money was being given up. John Thune, for example, put up $2 million from his reelection campaign to fund other candidates, and it's happening on both sides of the aisle. What do you think about this?
Well, I know that you want to have more members of your party elected, and the shift has been now to what's happening in the Congress as we look at the presidential race. I think the presidential race is decided. I think Hillary Clinton will be the next president. So now we've got to really fight for the Congress. There are 30 open seats on the House, or 30 seats that we need to take on the House side for the Democrats to get the majority. So any way I can help Democratic candidates, I'm going to do it. You know, there are two seats in Nevada that are really in play. Democrats have two good candidates there. I'll do what I can to help them.
And Nancy Pelosi was quoted in the paper this morning as saying that she thinks that the Democrats can take back the House. Do you think that's possible?
Well, this could be a sweep election. It's hard to tell. The polling is kind of all over the place at this point, but it'll start to settle down in the next few weeks, and then we'll see. I think it's possible.
You're a political scientist by trade. Senator Reid was on the program the other day. He said the polling at this point in time is nonsense, that it is not to be believed because of the way it's done now with cell phones and other places that people can't be reached. What do you think about that?
Well, I know that they've never done a very good job of polling in Nevada. They didn't predict Harry Reid was going to win. They didn't see the margin in the presidential race last time. Nobody knew that the turnout was going to be so low in 2014. So I think it is hard. It's a transient community. community. A lot of people lost their homes. They had to move. A lot of cell phones, a lot of new registrants in the minority communities. So I'm not sure that the polling in Nevada tells us much.
I do want to say, though, that Donald Trump seems to be doing better than one might have thought in Nevada, and that the U.S. Senate race looks very tight as well. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that's true, and that's why we have to go after every single vote. Democrats have a better ground game than the Republicans do. We are better at turning out voters on Election Day, so I think it will swing in our direction. But you can't take anything for granted. I'm in a district that has a Democratic margin, but I'm working very hard there because that's what I always do, and also because this is an election that nobody can really predict. If I was still in the classroom teaching political science, I don't know what I'd say because it doesn't fit any theories that I know about.
And you're right about the Democrats having a great ground game, but how does that play against Donald Trump and his ability to use television to his benefit?
Well, I never underestimate him, and certainly he has done that. He hadn't had to spend nearly as much money on ads. He had instant name recognition. People like reality TV, and so that's what he's kind of turned the campaign into. But I still believe at a presidential level, you've got to have a turnout machine, and I don't see any evidence of the Republicans having such a machine like that in Nevada.
You know Hillary Clinton. You know her probably better than anybody in Nevada. Why do you think that she has such a hard time communicating with the general public and the media itself? When people talk about her and they say in private that she's charming and gracious and funny, and yet those things don't seem to come across.
Well, she's been beat up for a long time. I mean, the Republicans have gone after her for, what, 30 years. And so that kind of image has been built up that's hard to get past. So she also is a little suspicious of the press, and you kind of can't blame her. But she knows that she is good one-on-one. People have told her that. And that's why she began this race a long time ago, going after every vote, meeting in small groups, talking to people one-on-one. Look how many times she's been to Nevada, both north and south, sitting down with dreamers, sitting down with mothers who've lost children to gun violence, sitting down with culinary workers so that they can get to know what kind of person she is. We know what kind of leader she'll be. Nobody's got more experience or more knowledge than she has based on all the different roles she's played. Now people just get to see her heart is what she needs to do. I think Vice President Biden gave her that advice. You've got the heart. Let some people in there.
We talked about money on the Republican side. On the Democratic side, her campaign had a meeting in the last 24 hours looking to raise another $100 million for the campaign after $148 million last month.
That's the problem with politics in the United States is it's really all about big money, and you have to fight money with money. Unfortunately, that's just a reality of today's political world. Even if you look at some of the races down the ballot, how much money is being spent in the Senate race? That's going to be one of the most expensive in the country. House races, it's just, it's incredible. You have to pay for polling, you have to pay for television, advertising, consultants. It just all adds up incredibly.
You're lucky to be in CD1 where, even though you're working hard, as you said, it is one of the safer seats in the country. But do you ever see this changing?
Well, I don't know. The Democratic population of southern Nevada, I think, will grow because you're going to have a larger Hispanic population that will be eligible to vote.
I'm sorry. I guess I meant from the financial point of view. Do you think that we're ever going to get away with the amount of money?
Well, it would take a Supreme Court decision to overturn the one previously that allowed corporations to be considered individuals, that allowed you to donate through super PACs, allowed you to donate without being transparent about who you are, where the money's come from. If the Supreme Court changes, maybe there will be cases that can overturn that. Right now, Congress won't be able to pass anything. The Democrats have several bills that I'm a co-sponsor of to take some of the money out, put some limitations on it, won't get out of a split Congress, and the court, you know what's happened at the court, it's tied 4-4. That needs to be moved forward, too.
And do you think that there's any chance of that happening before the end of this term?
Well, it depends. In the lame duck session, the Republicans may feel like the person who's been nominated by President Obama is better than what they might get under President Clinton. So we'll see how the election turns out.
All right, let's take a break. More with Dina Titus when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is sponsored by Valley Electric Association, Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Capital Partners.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs. Cold beer, great food, and new TVs. Tamarack Junction.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message. Donald Trump says he alone can fix the problems we face. Well, I don't believe that's how you get things done in our country. It takes Democrats and Republicans working together. That's how we got health care for 8 million kids, rebuilt New York City after 9/11, and got the treaty cutting Russia's nuclear arms. We've got to bring people together. That's how you solve problems, and that's what I'll do as president.
I'm Joe Heck, and I approve this message.
460 days. Joe Heck spent 460 days on duty protecting us, including a tour of duty in Iraq, saving the lives of American heroes.
At the same time, despite taking an oath to serve Nevadans, Cortez Masto spent 174 days on special interest and taxpayer-funded trips, Switzerland, Argentina, Hawaii, all with lobbyists and corporate donors. Some people give, others take.
Here in Nevada, those were the worst days of our lives, and Congressman Heck called it a blip.
In 2008, Joe Heck called Nevada's housing crisis a blip on the radar.
That's just how out of touch Joe Heck is.
After Heck sponsored a bill giving tax breaks to big banks, he took over $500,000 from Wall Street, including banks who caused the housing crisis.
It's clear what Joe Heck's priorities are, and families like mine get left behind.
Ask Me People is responsible for the content of this ad.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs. Cold beer, great food, and new TVs. Tamarack Junction.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congresswoman Dina Titus. You were starting to say, and I had to cut you off to answer the other question, to talk about the Hispanic makeup of your district mm-hmm. and of Nevada in general. At this point, are you confident that the Hispanic community is fired up to actually come out and vote? And has part of that been the whole immigration issue that's been constant for the last couple of years?
I don't think there's any question about it. The need for comprehensive immigration reform, the problem that's being faced by the, not just the Dreamers, but their families, the separation of families, the comments that have been made by Donald Trump about building a wall and Mexicans being rapists and murderers, all those have motivated the Hispanic community. Also, there's a huge effort to register Hispanics, help them become citizens, and turn them out to vote. So I think you will see the result of that on Election Day. But you have to remember, my district is the most diverse district in the state, and not only is there a large Hispanic population, but the fastest-growing ethnic group is the Asian population. And there's a big push there, too, because they're concerned about immigration as well, maybe for a few different reasons, but they know the system needs to be reformed, and they see much of that rhetoric out there is just being anti-immigrant in general.
And it was interesting, because there was a story just the other day in the Wall Street Journal that the highest number of immigrants coming to Nevada right now are from India and China.
That's right, and that number is expected to increase, and that's the whole part of the Pan-Asian community down Spring Mountain in Las Vegas is part of District 1.
Let me talk to you about the military and the pay raise that the president has asked for a lower amount than the Republicans were seeking. What's your thought on that?
Well, I serve on the Veterans Committee, so I see people after they get out of the military. I'm a strong supporter of putting the resources that we can into helping our soldiers and our veterans. And I think that anybody who's willing to make that kind of sacrifice for us deserves to be compensated. They earn it, they deserve it, and we should do it. I have a lot of veterans in Southern Nevada in my district. I serve on the Veterans Committee, and we want to be sure that you have all the equipment and all the everything that you need if we are sending you into a dangerous situation. But when you come home, we want to be sure that you have the resources that you need to transition back into civilian life, because, you know, there's a gap there between what you were doing in the military and what you're doing when you're home. And also your families. Families make sacrifices too, whether you're off in the battlefields of Iraq or whether you're at home trying to get a job or go back to school.
You were very pleased to announce that the drone program had been extended in Nevada to the year 2020. But one of the things that came out in the last few days is that there's a shortage in our military of drone pilots, and that they're now hiring contractors who are getting paid 2 to 3 times what the people in service are getting paid. What do you think about that?
Well, I think we need to train more people in the STEM fields so that they can go into the military and be those drone pilots. We have a very active program in District 1 to try to reach out to the high schools to bring people in who might be interested in going to the military academies. I have a bill to provide scholarships to universities that serve minorities to help them go into the STEM fields, who can go into those kinds of line of work. I've been out to Creech Air Force Base and seen, you know, that's one of the centers of drone activity for the Air Force, for the military, for all over the world. So I think it's a technology that's coming, and we need to have the workforce that's qualified to be part of it.
Have you been disappointed at all at the speed of which the drone industry has been picking up in Nevada? It seems like now, a couple of years in, it's almost like this is the beginning.
Well, I was successful in getting an amendment into the FAA reauthorization bill to be sure Nevada stays one of those 6 testing facilities. I worked very hard to see that that would come to Nevada, because I think it's an important way to diversify the economy. It did get off to a slow start. Part of that is that the testing centers were new. They didn't really know what their role was, and there wasn't any money behind it. It was just a designation. But part of it was also the fault of the FAA. You know, it's a pretty hidebound agency. Safety, of course, is its number one priority, which it should be, but that meant it was slow in coming with the needed regulations. And what happened is the industry took off in Great Britain, it took off in Canada, it took off in, to use a pun, in Australia, and we were falling further and further behind. New regulations have come out now, though, and I think you will see it's just starting to move like that.
All right, let's take a break. More with Dina Titus when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%.
86% of our health care spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message. Donald Trump says he alone can fix the problems we face. Well, I don't believe that's how you get things done in our country. It takes Democrats and Republicans working together. That's how we got health care for 8 million kids, rebuilt New York City after 9/11, and got the treaty cutting Russia's nuclear arms. We've got to bring people together. That's how you solve problems, and that's what I'll do as president.
Sign TV, internet, and voice for $29.
is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dina Titus, the congresswoman from CD1. Do you expect President Obama to declare Gold Butte as a national monument?
Oh, I sure hope so. You know, that's something that Senator Reid and I have just been pushing for, and I think he's inclined to. We have certainly laid the groundwork for him. I hosted a three-hour town hall. We've had a number of meetings. The press is there. A poll that showed 71% of the people want it in Nevada across party lines. So he's inclined to do it. He recently declared several ones, one in Maine, expansion in Hawaii. So let's hope he does this before he leaves office. So I'm optimistic.
Let's talk about Yucca Mountain, because it's raising its head again with Senator Reid leaving office here at the end of this term. Do you have concerns, A, that some members of the Nevada delegation are, quote, going soft on Yucca, and with Chuck Schumer being the head on the Senate side with nuclear power plants in his state, that this is going to be another issue that we're going to have to deal with?
I think so. I think we're going to have to fight it. Senator Reid has kept it at bay. We cannot let down our guard. Shimkus on the House side from Illinois is really pushing it. And you're right, some members of the delegation have gone soft. Mark Amaday is looking for a trade. Maybe we can do something with reprocessing that's going down that path. Even Joe Heck has softened a little. Crescent Hardy sees it as economic development, so we're no longer the tight-knit delegation that we used to be. The thing that's working to our advantage, though, is this is very expensive. It's going to take a lot more money just to finish the project, and this promise that they're going to give us some lagniappe or something for taking it is ridiculous. They're not even going to come with the money to finish it, much less some extra money. So as long as that's the case, and I don't see Republicans passing this money, that will hold it off.
High-speed rail.
Oh, yeah, again, one of my favorites.
So where is this going to go at this point without Senator Reid to champion it?
Well, Senator Reid has been a champion of the railroad to Barstow. I think we need to go all the way to Southern California. So that's not been a real priority of his recently, but I think we need to. You drive on I-15, you can see it's just like a parking lot on the weekends. And as we try to appeal to more international travelers from Asia, you know, they're used to riding trains. They could fly to Los Angeles, catch the train up to Las Vegas a few days. So I hope that we can get it. It's very expensive, and there are a lot of jurisdictional problems. But I think in the meantime, what you need to do is start up again Amtrak. That would be much easier to do, and we've been in talks with Amtrak about what it would take and Union Pacific to get it started, because you just have to build a few pullouts. You wouldn't have to build a whole new special speed train line, and so that's a possibility.
Well, one of the problems that Amtrak has is that because they don't own their rails,
that's right,
that freight takes the priority, and sometimes those trains are delayed an awful long time. It's not like here in the Northeast where you can take the train from New York to D.C. in just a few hours.
And that's why we've had them at the table as well, and why we've been looking at some ways to provide those pullovers so that the freight could pull over and then you could go past. But it would take a collaborative effort, no question about it. But that might be an easier way to go while you're waiting to get the billions of dollars it's now going to take to build that speed train.
I will say one thing in favor of Victorville, which was, and I thought it was a joke as well in the beginning, but Tony Marnell, when he owned the Rio, talked about how many driver's licenses and members of his players club came from the Inland Empire, and the Inland Empire is only an hour away from Victorville. So there is actually quite a lot of people that could be potential customers for Las Vegas coming from the Victorville area, just as a start even.
Well, that's one hotel and one area, and I'm not convinced that would be enough fare box money to support the train, and you don't want to have to subsidize it. You want it to be self-supporting. So you're not convincing me, Sam. I want it to go all the way.
All right. Well, I'm not going to argue with you on that. Okay. I think it's crazy that this country does not have high-speed rail. It's ridiculous. There was a pro-ISIS video released before July 4th that appeared to call for terror terrorist attacks in San Francisco and Las Vegas. Las Vegas Metro said they didn't think the threat was credible. This is your district. What do you think?
Well, I'm always worried about it. I don't think that that was anything new. We are on every watch list. We're in every list of potential targets. 42 million people come to my district from around the world every year. I've worked very closely to get more funding for Metro, for our fusion center, to be, we just had, in fact, a live shooter incident training in City Hall, which is two blocks from my office. Metro is very aware of this, very much alert to it, and working with all the other law enforcement in the area. And remember, we have probably the best private security of any place in the world because of all the eyes in the sky in all of our casinos. And so they are part of the mix as well. But we are trying to teach people, see something, say something. It takes public involvement as well as law enforcement.
And it doesn't hurt that so many of the casino security chiefs are former sheriffs.
Or FBI directors.
To say the least.
Yeah.
Congresswoman, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. So thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you for including me.
And we'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is sponsored by Valley Electric Association, Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Capital Partners.
Looking to sell your gently used furniture or household items? Let Consign Furniture help. We'll do all the heavy lifting, pricing, and selling for you. Give us a call today and arrange for pickup. Consign Furniture. It's the easy and safe way to sell.
Car trouble happens. It's inconvenient, costly, and sometimes even dangerous. Unless you've got this, a AAA card. Same size as a credit card, but it's actually a Get It card. Need a tow? Tire change? Battery? Get It. 24/7, all by AAA-certified road service technicians. And a AAA card goes with you, no matter whose vehicle you're in. How much for all this peace of mind? Only $56 a year. Call now and get it.
Get this beverage container free. Visit AAA.com/get it or call 1-844-867-3731.
With a AAA card, you get 24/7 emergency roadside service for just $56 a year. And discounts on purchases that can save you more than $56 a year. At places like Century Theaters, Reebok Outlets, Lens Crafters, auto repairs at any AAA-approved facility, and more. All for a price our members think is worth every penny. Only $56 a year. Call now and get it.
Get this hot and cold beverage container free. Visit AAA.com/get it or call AAA now at 1-844-867-3731.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your Couture dry cleaner and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration. Bobby Page's, over 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
Looking to sell your gently used furniture or household items? Let Consign Furniture help. We'll do all the heavy lifting, pricing, and selling for you. Give us a call today and arrange for pickup. Consign Furniture. It's the easy and safe way to sell.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.